Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Jeremy Branham.
We have a giveaway coming up in about 30 minutes or so, so make sure you're keeping it here. The Killer Bee's going to give away some tickets to something and also $100. So make sure you're tuned in to the Killer Bee's. It is also a Frankie's Italian Kitchen, $50 to Frankie. It's a Frankie's Friday Fire. Giving away $50 to Frankie's Italian Kitchen should you bring the heat. 713-780-ESPN. We're asking the question, you get to pick one Houston athlete with a clean bill of health for their entire career, one non-Houston athlete for a clean bill of health their entire career. Who are you picking? A couple of old basketball ones, Penny Hardaway. What would have been really if Penny Hardaway didn't get hurt? Whenever someone mentioned Penny Hardaway, what jumped out to me was Grant Hill.
Grant Hill's another good one because Grant Hill still somehow made the Hall of Fame, and that was another one that I was a little head-scratching to me.
Basketball Hall of Fame.
College too, right?
Yeah.
But if he never gets hurt, Grant Hill was a guy that definitely would be a much more revered player for his whole career.
Many on the text line, too, are saying J.R. Richard, who was, at his best, one of the very best pitchers in all of baseball. 713-780-ESPN. Let's go out to the HRP listener line. Jimmy, you're in the Hive with the Killer Bees. What's up, Jimmy?
Hey, guys. I don't know. Did y'all ever mention T-Mac?
He came up.
We talked about it off air, I think, during a commercial.
Did he not come up? That's been one that's been texted a lot. So, yeah, T-Mac is one, or at least in the conversation, Jimmy.
Okay, because I was going to say, because, with those back spasms, everybody keeps on mentioning Yao. And, Yao, as big as he was, not literally and figuratively, but, T-Mac, you think about that game, versus San Antonio. He was magical, too. So, that was somebody I would say for sure. But then, for somebody outside, I was thinking Brandon Roy
from
Portland.
Yeah, great call.
Because, he was a great, great player and short-lived.
People lose sight of how great Brandon Roy was, and Rockets fans in that one series alone should remember how great Brandon Roy was. Because Blazer fans, that's one that, to our Yao Ming, to Portland fans, that's Brandon Roy to them, because Brandon Roy was the franchise.
I think why people go Yao over T-Mac is because T-Mac was able to put together a longer career prior to the injury.
They both made the Hall of Fame, ironically. Right. But yeah, Yao for his body of work, like you said, with playing for China and international basketball. And
just
all
what
things.
He meant for the game.
Yeah, he was a contributor, whereas T-Mac got in as a player because T-Mac was unbelievable with Toronto and Orlando. And he was literally one of the first professional athletes to get the microfracture surgery. He had mentioned the back issues with T-Mac, but the microfracture is what really set him back first.
T-Mac played almost twice as many games as Yao, and you look at career points for Tracy McGrady, he had over 18,000. Yao career points had 9,000. So I think that's one reason that we look at Yao and not T-Mac, is that T-Mac had a longer body of work, had double the career points that Yao Ming did. I think that's why people lean Yao over Tracy. Who said it? We're going to push it back a little bit later in the show. The people are asking, demanding, where is who said it? Who said it's coming up today? Just hang tight. Coming up a little bit later. 713-780-ESPN. Let's go back out to the HRNP listener line. Chase, you're on the Hive with the Killer Bees. What's up, Chase?
Hey, guys. I've been in Houston for just a little while, so since I've been here, I think if Carlos Correa stays healthy, he's probably still a Stro. And then outside of that, Josh Hamilton, he could have been top five baseball players of all time. I'll hang up and listen.
Yeah.
Josh Hamilton was pretty good.
He was, but if
wasn't it more drugs and alcohol?
Clean bill of health.
Okay, you're right.
Clean bill of health. If he didn't run into the drugs and alcohol, what did he say, top 10 all time? That might be pushing
it. Top 5, I think.
But he would have been, I think, a top 10 generational player. Because he, despite all of his demons, he was able to put together some incredible
some good
seasons.
Years.
So I agree with the talent. I don't know, top 10 all time. As far as Carlos Correa, I'll nitpick that a little bit. the reason that Carlos Correa left Houston wasn't because he was injury prone. The reason he left Houston was because of the amount of money that he was demanding. So if Carlos Correa actually was more, like, was actually healthier, if he actually played in more games throughout his first 6 years as a Houston Astro, he would have made even more money. I think that the divide would have actually been greater if Carlos Correa was healthier.
I don't disagree with that. Yeah, it was definitely more about the length of the term and the amount of money than it was about the abilities and the injuries, though the injuries are something we brought up for any team considering signing him. I think you're absolutely right on that. Behannon, my boy, I think there's some humor in this one. He said Tony Mandarich. Tony Mandarich, I don't know. Clean bill of health, he might not have been an offensive lineman because the steroids were doing wonders for him at Michigan State, and then he was drafted as high as he was, and then when they said you can't do that in the pros, he didn't do so well.
I always thought, for some reason, I thought you were talking about Mironovic, the quarterback.
Oh, Todd Mironovic for the Raiders?
Yeah, that's who I thought you were, who you said originally. 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. You get a clean bill of health for any Houston athlete, non-Houston athlete, who you picking. Let's go back out to the HRMP listener line on a Frankie's Friday Fire. Pat, you're in the hive of the Killer Bees. What's up, Pat?
Hi, I think Tiger and Bo Jackson, obviously non-Houston, but for Houston, I really think Adam Everett, when he was shortstop, if he would have been healthy, that would have been a great run.
That might be my favorite call of all time. Adam Everett. We're putting Adam Everett in the same conversation as Yordan Alvarez. We have the outside the box thought, as Dickie Thon, as Lance McCullers, as J.R. Richard. Adam Everett? I loved Adam Everett. I was an Adam Everett stan.
People loved his defense.
I thought he was one of the best defensive shortstops in all of baseball. I think if he was like in this era where advanced metrics matters a whole lot, I think he would have won multiple gold gloves. Dude couldn't hit a lick. No. Like, he was Martin Maldonado playing shortstop. That you know, defensive caliber, offensive caliber. I loved Adam Everett more than just about anybody else.
You know, it was never injured.
I don't know if we can put Adam Everett in this conversation.
You know, it was never injured. Adam Everett's bats.
No.
They never had enough hard contact.
Man. Yeah. All I ever wanted was for Adam Everett to
hit 280. I wonder how his mound visits were, though.
Probably great.
Yeah.
Probably good. Probably nowhere near the mound visits that Carlos Correa was able to provide, the leadership that he was able to provide. But they're probably pretty good. 713-780-3776. Back out to the HRMP listener line. VJ, you're in the hive with the Killer Bees. What's up, VJ?
Hey, what's up, brothers?
What's up, man?
Yeah, the name, the Houston name was, I don't know if y'all remember the 92 Yates team that went to state, that running, getting hurt at Oklahoma, and for the outer state name, Fred Taylor. I think he would have been mentioning, they didn't talk about him a little more in the top, as a top five running back if it wasn't for all the injuries he had.
Who was the first one, VJ?
Gerald Moore. The running back that played on the 92 Yates team.
Okay.
With the state.
Okay.
Yeah, he ended up getting hurt at Oklahoma and Fred Taylor.
Yeah, Fred Taylor.
Played for Jacksonville.
Fred Taylor, Jacksonville, and then later with the Patriots.
Yeah, I don't remember Gerald Moore a whole lot. That was a little bit before my time, but just pulled up the quick Wikipedia. He was still drafted in the third round. Like, he went to Yates. Maybe he got hurt for Yates or something in the state championship run?
I don't know.
I couldn't put my finger on it. 713-780-ESPN. Jack Yates used to be something. They were good.
Sean Taylor?
Sean Taylor was one that somebody mentioned earlier, but we didn't bring it up.
Sean Taylor was devastating.
He was nasty.
As a safety, and he was the ultimate defensive back that could crush you with a hit, and had the athleticism to pick a ball off and guard the best receivers. And, man, Sean Taylor was a special talent.
Alex Smith. See, Alex Smith's injury came late in his career. I don't know if I would put him in this list. The Miami running back that blew out his knee in the bowl game.
McGahee.
He still made it to the league, though.
He did. He had a good career with Buffalo.
713-780-3776. Back to the HRMP listener line. Michael, you're in the hive with the Killer Bees. What's up, Michael?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's up, man?
I would say for Houston, I would go Chandler Parsons because I thought him and James Harden could have really been good together. And outside of Houston, I would say Sean Livingston.
Oh, Sean
Livingston's a good call. Sean Livingston was one of the top high school players in the country. Sean Livingston, remember how if you ever want to, when you look at YouTube, just injuries you don't want to see after you wanted to see them, Sean Taylor's leg injury is, ugh, nasty.
Yeah, it's pretty good. It's pretty good. Pretty gnarly. Someone texted in Jay Williams from Duke. That's a really good one.
Yeah, keep Jay Williams away from that motorcycle. Jay Williams was the wooden player of the year at Duke and drafted, what, 2 overall to the Bulls?
Yeah, he was after Yao Ming.
Yeah, remember, and he always said, we've had him on the show before where he talked about he really wanted to go to Houston. He thought Houston wasn't going to have the 1 overall and that he was looking forward to being a Rocket. Yeah, Jay Williams is a good call.
Yeah, I wouldn't have wanted him over Yao, but
No. Because look, it was literally winning the lottery the way the Rockets did. We weren't supposed to have the number 1 overall pick. So that was where I remember I was playing golf out in the Woodlands and our VP of tickets called me and he goes, "Oh my God, we just won the lottery. We got Yao." I wasn't even paying attention to it because I thought there was no chance we had of moving up. And he was like, "Can you imagine what this is going to do to the franchise?" And it really did.
Does the name Ronnie Fields register at all for
you, Joel? Ronnie Fields in Chicago basketball history.
So Ronnie was
shot and killed.
No. He's not. No. He got in a car accident.
Oh, I knew something happened.
Yeah.
Well, who was the one that got shot and killed? There was another Chicago.
No, that, it was 30 for 30.
That's Benji.
Ben Dupree, right?
So Ronnie Fields was Kevin Garnett's teammate.
That's what it was. Yep.
And like they would fill up stadiums, and Michael and Scotty would go watch them play ball in high school. Ronnie was the number one player in high school. They got into a car accident. He's supposed to be like the next MJ. And like the 90s Bulls would watch these two children just dominate.
Did Nick Anderson play with the other kid that I was mentioning that got shot and killed?
I think that's the timeline. Because
there was another one that played, another kid in Chicago that was one of the top players in the country and
Nick might have been on that Ronnie and KG team.
Okay, because there was the kid that got shot and killed was also a top 5 nationwide prospect.
713-780-ESPN. Let's go back out to the HRMP listener line. Chris, you're in the Hive of the Killer Bees. What's up, Chris?
Good afternoon, guys. Technically, this guy played in Houston. I don't remember his name. He was the first pick in the expansion draft.
Tony Boselli.
Big offensive lineman.
Yeah, Tony Boselli.
Man, when he was healthy, the guy was an absolute beast.
Did he get in the Hall of Fame this year?
I think he did.
He was really good for the Jags.
Yeah, he had a pretty good career. Really good.
But that shoulder, we didn't do our homework on that deal.
No, and they were desperate. Class of 22, he did get into the Hall of Fame. Appreciate the call. Yeah, Tony Boselli. Now, I think whenever the Texans drafted him, he was already hurt. Like, he missed almost the entire season the previous year, and he was already going to be 30 years old. So, like, he played 7-ish years in the NFL and was really good, was already a Hall of Famer. Like, I don't know if that's injury. Like, it certainly derailed his career. There's no doubt. Because, I mean, tackles can play into their mid to late 30s. So it did derail his career. But he also put together a great body of work before it derailed his career. So, like, it's a very good argument. It's a good conversation.
How about Derek Thomas?
Derek Thomas? You'd have to remind me on
Derek Thomas, the linebacker for the Chiefs, who was all everything.
Right, I remember who he was, but I don't remember the injury concerns.
It was an auto accident, I believe.
He passed?
Yeah. He was killed in an auto wreck trying to get to the airport.
How old was he?
Oh, he was in the prime of his career.
I remember,
Derek Thomas was a beast.
I remember him on because I played Tecmo Bowl, and I remember how good he was on Tecmo Bowl, but I don't really remember like how old he was whenever that
happened.
Yeah,
it was in the prime of his career. And I want to say that he was
32 his last year.
Was it
an
auto accident?
I believe, now that you mentioned it, I'm pretty sure it was. 32.
I know, it was definitely something tragic. And boy, oh boy, oh boy, was he a player.
I keep seeing, I'm like Googling some lists, and Dante Culpepper keeps coming up.
What?
He had this knee injury in 05 that kind of derailed his career after just 6 years. I don't really think I put him in that same category. I mean, he was awesome. Like, he was fun to watch. The celebrations with him and Randy Moss were fun, but I don't think I put him in there. One guy who we haven't mentioned yet, would you put Peyton Manning? The neck injury? I mean, we really only lost,
a year away? Probably not. A few people said Ted Williams. Now, Ted Williams was war.
So he doesn't qualify.
A clean bill of health? Probably not. I wouldn't put Manning there. I wouldn't put, because if you're, Manning's neck was serious, but he missed a year, right?
Yeah,
Tom Brady missed a year. Tom Brady missed a year with an ACL. So, why are we looking at Manning and not Brady?
Yeah, I think it's too short-sighted with it. Another guy that I just saw that I'm surprised we haven't seen yet from the UT people out here, Jamal Charles?
Oh, I remember.
Saw him play at Port Arthur Memorial, one of the greatest high school running backs I've ever seen.
Derek Thomas, considered one of the greatest pass rushers of all time, had 126-plus sacks in 11 seasons with the Chiefs. Was a car accident that ended up paralyzing him and then killing him
Dang.
In 2000. But you know, he won the Butkus Award at Alabama, fourth overall by the Chiefs in 89, nine Pro Bowls, two first-team All-Pros, set the single-game sack record, and had 126. You look at 126 total sacks and what he could have done at the rest of his career, Derek Thomas was pretty special.
We believed you.
Okay, I'm just giving the background.
What was Charles' injury? I don't remember Charles. Was it just like a knee? Was it an ACL? Like, I don't remember Charles' injury that much.
I'll look it up.
713-780-ESPN, the HRMP listener line. We'll do one more segment of this. You get one.
That was the Chiefs running back, right?
Jamaal Charles was with the Chiefs. He spent a little bit of time with Denver and Jacksonville, but he was with the Chiefs. You get one Houston athlete, one non-Houston athlete, to give a clean bill of health to for their entire career. 713-780-3776. Killer Bees, ESPN 97.5, ESPN 92.5.
Now back to the Killer Bees on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Jeremy Branham.
9656 says, out of towner, no doubt that bird that Randy Johnson hit with that pitch.
Oof.
Trying to get us in trouble with PETA, I guess. 713-780-3776. Back out to the HRMP listener line. Donald, you're in the Hive with the Killer Bees. What's up, Donald?
Hey, guys. Hey, I got a non-Houston guy that, you remember the guy who used to play for Loyola Marymount, Hank Gathers?
Yeah.
Good call. Yep.
Yeah.
I think he would have been a hell of a player.
Died on the court.
Yeah. Those are that's going to trump everything. Like, if a guy dies on the court, that's going to trump literally everything. Somebody mentioned in Twitch, DeMar Hamlin. Like, yeah, that's probably going to trump everything. Although DeMar Hamlin said he wants to play football again.
He does. He does. And that's his goal now. So we'll see if he's able to do that. Look, we just said coming off of that scary, scary, scary scene, we just wanted him to live a normal life for the rest of his life. And so hopefully he's able to do that. But, man, I mean, yeah, there's some tough ones. That Hank Gathers thing, like I think you and I have had discussion before, a buddy of mine was their play-by-play guy.
Oh, dang.
And to have to go through that while trying to be on the radio live when he went down had to be just, oof.
Yeah, that's brutal. Yeah, that'd be difficult. It's impossible. 6087 said Aaron Hernandez.
No.
Clean bill of mental health.
Stop.
Mental health's very important.
Yeah, you're right. But mental he's a serial important. Killer. It's different.
You think he killed more than one, huh?
Yes. BMAC just said Stone Cold Steve Austin. That's a great one.
Yeah, Big C said Bret the Hitman Hart.
Yeah.
Stupid Goldberg.
You don't get those, Joel?
I'm out on wrestling talk.
Ugh. Well, you knew it was wrestling, so you do get it.
Yeah.
The greatest, the best there is, the best there was, the best there ever will be. Let's go back out to the HRMP listener line. Jeff, you're in the Hive with the Killer Bees. What's up, Jeff?
Hey, so this is going to be a bit of a stretch, but look up Stingley's uncle or grandfather.
Oh, yeah.
Daryl Stingley. Yeah,
Jack Tatum.
For the Patriots.
I thought he was his...
Jack Tatum.
I thought he was his grandfather.
Yeah, it could be.
I think it was his grandfather.
Timing would be right on that.
I'm pretty sure it was his grandfather.
The other one, I'm a Boston guy, but look up Tony Conigliaro.
Well, that was the first guy to get hit in the face and ruin his career.
Was that the one where he was just motionless at the vet?
Yeah, and it's just the circle around his eye and everything. He was never the same player, and he was.
Oh, you can find that picture online.
Yeah, I've never saw him obviously play, but I saw pictures.
He might have been rookie of the year. Tried to make a comeback, but just never got over that.
Wow,
never got over that.
That's brutal. I remember the image. I didn't know the name. Appreciate the call. 713-780-ESPN. Let's go back out to the HRMP listener line. Brian, you're in the Hive of the Killer Bees. What's up, Brian?
Hey guys, I know y'all were talking earlier. Y'all mentioned Yao Ming, but no one mentioned the other guy that was on his team, and that was Tracy McGrady. If Tracy wouldn't have got hurt, man. And, yeah, you put them together, that was supposed to be a squad. So I'd say Tracy. But outside, I don't think – I hadn't listened long, but I didn't hear anyone say Grant Hill.
Yep.
So that's going to be my outside.
Appreciate it, Brian. Yeah, a couple of those mentioned just before you started listening. That's okay.
Yep.
713-780-ESPN.
I'll tell you one someone mentioned on the Twitch line, and it's a good one just simply because of how great of a kid he was Eddie Griffin. Eddie Griffin, man, I'm telling you what. I remember when he started, the whole crowd chanting Eddie, and he could hit the three, but he was, you know, nearly 7 foot tall, and he could do so many things for the Rockets. And then after the games, I remember he was so young. He was one of those first young players that the Rockets got, right, you know, with one and done type thing. And I believe he went to Seton Hall. And I remember him asking the ball boys, hey, what are you guys doing after you get out of here? And they're like, oh, we're going to so-and-so's house to play video games. Can I come? And he was just the most innocent kid that could just play basketball. And he just kind of got tied up in some wrong circles and took a turn for the worst. But Eddie Griffin, man, that dude could play.
Yeah, that was a rough one. Reggie Lewis, one Garrick yeah. says, another Celtic, too.
Yep, sure was.
Let's go back out to the HRMP listener line. Austin, you're in the high for the Killer Bees. What's up, Austin?
Hey, I'd have to say T.J. Ford and Bo Jackson. That's yeah. all. I'll hang up and listen.
Appreciate yep. it, Austin.
Those, to me, Tiger trumps them all. Tiger trumps them all for me, kind of going back to the beginning of this conversation. I feel like if he didn't have the off-the-course stuff plus the injuries that he breaks Jack's record, I think he would have more than Jack Nicklaus. So those injuries derailed us from – I still consider Tiger kind of the greatest golfer of all time, but at least the greatest resume of all time. I would have loved to see Bo Jackson throughout his entire career, especially with the balance of both sports. Mm-hmm. Like, that's another reason why Bo's so fascinating, because he played both sports.
And how long would he continue to play both sports?
Right. Like, yeah, I don't know. Like, it's a great question. I have no idea. Would have loved to know the answer to that. The Tyson one's very fascinating, but from a local perspective, I don't think there's a better one than Yordan Alvarez, because we lived through the Yao. We lived through the Tracy McGrady. We've lived through all of the other ones. But if you could apply that to one current player in the city of Houston that you're just going to keep away from, you know, the IL or the injured reserve for the rest of their career, how could it not be Yordan Alvarez?
I mean, and I guess I wasn't thinking, we all look at the context differently the first time you hear the question. And mine was just thinking about it going forward, and everybody else, obviously, first take was thinking going backwards.
Ryan Shazier is one mentioned by 9695. Yeah, that was a tough one. 0584 says D. Brown. I don't remember a D. Brown.
D. Brown, the Celtic
injury. Like, there was two D. Browns. There was the one that played at Illinois.
Oh, right, the point guard. And then he played the NBA a little bit, right? And then D. Brown, the other one, was the dunker that did the cover my eyes dunk.
I don't remember him getting hurt.
With the Reebok pumps. I don't either.
Yeah, I don't remember him getting 7622 says Kenny Powers. Yeah, Kenny Powers' career came to a devastating end.
Can I ask real quick, what's the obsession, by the way, lately? Have you seen this? They're showing it on ESPN right now, these red, big, overinflated boots. Remember, like, at first it was the oversized hats everybody's wearing? Now everybody's, like, doing these things where they're doing videos and showing out with these big, like, cartoon character boots on.
What made you think of that?
They just showed it on ESPN. They showed wrestlers doing it, and Dwayne Wade's daughter
so
was
So you
trying
do
to...
watch wrestling?
No, it's on the TV right now.
You're watching wrestling.
Okay, fine. Then for a split second, I watched wrestling.
But I don't, like, know. I have no idea. Those things are
people
stupid.
People sitting in New York courtside the other night, the Celebrity Row, and they were wearing them.
It's fashion, Joel. You just don't have any you don't have any current fashion sense.
I don't need to.
You don't have any...
I'm married with kids now. Those days are over.
Did you see Jake's hoodie yesterday?
No. I saw you tweeted him about it.
So you saw it.
I saw you tweet something, but I didn't, like, blow up the picture or whatever to see was it a ski hat or what he was wearing.
Yeah, he's wearing, like, a hoodie, which is very un-Jake Asman-like, right? Like, it doesn't really fit him, I didn't feel like.
Yeah, he's more the Terry Bradshaw hat guy.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I
couldn't believe it. The driver hat or whatever you call the thing.
I was stunned. I'm not going to be honest. Yeah. I was stunned to see Jake Asman wearing a hoodie like that. He said he was going for, what, the hipster look or something like that?
And then Cody was still flashing the Jeff Spicoli hoodie.
I like poncho. That. I like that hoodie. I think it's a good looking hoodie.
You like Cody, so.
I do like Cody. 713-780-ESPN. It's time to give away the what we were talking about a little bit earlier. Kicking off phase 5 of the Marvel Cinematic Universe are superhero partners Ant-Man and the Wasp. Together they find themselves exploring the quantum realm, interacting with strange new creatures and embarking on an adventure that will push them beyond the limits of what they thought was possible. Caller number 5 right now to 713-780-3776 wins a pair of tickets to see the movie anytime, any theater, plus a $100 Visa gift card. Catch Ant-Man and Wasp in theaters everywhere now. When we come back, we're going to play Who Said It. It's everybody's favorite game. See how we do this week. We've been struggling lately. It's the Killer Bees on ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5.
Informed opinions are always presented here. You're locked in with the Killer Bees on ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Jeremy Branham.
A little bit later, we're going to be doing our Astros countdown as we continue to count down the days to Astros opening day. Just 29 shows till opening day. We'll do that at 2:45. We'll make mock drafts great again next week. We just started talking about other stuff that we'd rather talk about. And we have to play Who Said It, everybody's favorite game. We're Joe George is going to read us quotes that ESPN 97.5 personalities said throughout this week. The Killer Bees will then guess who said it, and we'll see if we can try to get it right. Joe George, shall we play Who Said It?
Joe, hello. Hi, Joey.
Welcome back. We just did a giveaway. I got to get everything organized.
Yeah, 5 minutes ago. Welcome back. Yeah, welcome back, Joe. Great to see you.
I got
to
get the guy's information. Congrats, Michael. Thank you.
No, by the way, Joe, you made it through a week. Now can we play?
Josh and Beaumont, by the way, said that you didn't contact them for last week.
That's not my fault.
No, it isn't.
Did you text that number?
He said it to me, and I passed it on to the appropriate people representing the people.
So, Josh, we'll take care of you, man.
Gotcha, man. If you don't hear from next week, let me know.
I can understand where he didn't, you know.
The representative had some medical issues.
Okay, that makes sense. He wasn't complaining. He was just saying, hey.
No, I'm not mad at Josh. We're going to take care of him.
Yeah, yeah. He wasn't complaining.
I'm not taking the blame on
it. Joe's just defensive as hell today.
Number one, I'm disappointed. Rob Manfred's banning dancing. We need Kevin Bacon in here to do something about this.
So that's a Footloose reference.
Yeah.
A lot of the guys maybe not old enough to get into Footloose. So the bench is, Creighton is.
I think Paul could say that, and I think BK could say that.
You do?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
I think they're also in this conversation.
Okay.
I kind of like where you went there, though, with the old hats.
Yep.
Do you have a lean from one of those old hats?
Lance more than Granato.
Patrick's usually longer winded.
Yeah.
Like, and we're probably with an expletive mixed in there. That guy's massive that just walked into the studio. My goodness. Joe George, like, it'd take two of you.
He has Cougar football.
Yeah, I think it's Ruben and EJ. Yeah.
There you go.
Good to see you, Ruben. He's going to be here interning.
That's awesome.
Yeah. But he just, it was stunning. I just looked over and there's a massive man standing.
A tough
next
call for
to
Cody
George.
Stutes to take over the intern program and hire a guy that might have some potential. You never know.
Yeah. If Ruben doesn't answer the phone right, I don't think anybody's going to be yelling at him.
No. Right. And if they do, I'd like to see the result. Okay. Back to the business at hand.
Caught me off guard a little.
Don't you believe that it would be Lance? Can I have it one more time, Joe? If you can actually gather your thoughts.
I'm disappointed. Rob Manfred's banning dancing. We need Kevin Bacon in here to do something about this.
You leaning Lance? It sounds like you're leaning Lance.
I was leaning Lance.
Let's go with Lance Erlein.
I'm disappointed.
Ah!
Rob Manfred's banning dancing. Like, we need Kevin Bacon in here to do something about this.
Well, that hurts. Okay.
Man.
0-1.
I kind of felt good about BK,
well,
too.
Well, if you feel strongly, then make a stand.
I should have. All right. 0-1. We're going to finish strong, though. It's all right.
Okay. Number two.
It sounds like you don't believe us.
I don't know if hot dogs give you an enlarged prostate. I don't know.
What? What? That's the entire quote?
I don't know if hot dogs give you an enlarged prostate. I don't know.
That's the all the context you're giving us on a short quote? Come on.
Do you guys give context?
Yeah, sometimes. When it's a short quote, for sure.
Or you don't. Usually they're longer than 5 words.
Exactly. Shut up, Brandon.
I asked you if there's rules.
We make the rules.
I'll make them longer going forward.
All right, one more time. Can you repeat that? Because it's only going to take a second or two.
I don't know if hot dogs give you an enlarged prostate. I don't know.
I think that might be... I think that's Granato.
Okay. How strongly do you feel about this one, champ?
I never feel strongly about any of these.
By the way, can I make sure that because you being hyper-focused on this, Joey was talking a whole lot of crap today about basically how he owns us and very good at this game.
He's right.
Speak for yourself.
We've had a rough few weeks. We've peaked like 2 months ago.
Paulie's not eating hot dogs. Granato is.
I think it's Granato.
All right. Well, then let's go Granato. I chose the last one and was wrong. Let's see what you got today.
Heat check.
I don't know if hot dogs. Yeah.
Nice.
There we go.
Well done. Prostate. I don't know.
There we go.
All right.
Look, Brandon would be two for
it's
two
so
right now.
It's so short.
It
you
was
got
short.
It. But you got
story
it.
Of your life. Okay.
All right. Number three.
I'm doing all right.
The Midwest. It doesn't matter. Neither does the American League Central.
Well, you're going to be talking otherwise, baseball, so it's not the
yeah,
wheelhouse.
It's not geography, because Granato would be pissed. And I would be pissed.
Joe
would be pissed.
Can you say
and he
again?
Probably wouldn't have put it out there.
Say it again. You said,
yeah, please. I wouldn't listen.
The Midwest, it doesn't matter. Neither does the American League Central.
The Midwest.
Astros. Dominant conversation.
I actually think it could be the Wheelhouse.
Okay.
Do you have a feel?
No. The Midwest. Is it called the Midwest Division? No. It's not the AL Midwest. It's the AL Central.
Right, but they say both. The Midwest doesn't matter like the AL Central.
Okay, so then it's definitely not Granado, and it's definitely not... Well, I mean, that's about it, right? From the Midwest?
I think it might be Cody or Jake. One more time, Joe. Sorry.
Is that... Or Paul?
I don't know if Paul says that.
Okay.
The Midwest, it doesn't matter. Neither does the American League Central.
I'm leaning Cody on this.
Are you?
Yeah.
Okay. I was going Cody or Jake.
Yeah, see, that's what I was down to.
Yeah.
I was down to Cody or Jake.
Yeah.
Let's go Cody. I got the last one right. If I get this one wrong, we'll lean you next time.
The Midwest. It doesn't matter. It was Paul. Neither does the American League Central.
Oh, okay. See, Joe didn't read it in the sarcastic manner that Paul Gallant read it.
Yeah, because that's a dead giveaway.
If you would have thrown the...
Yeah, I told Paul I was going to fight him for this, for disrespecting the Midwest.
You know what's a dead no chance to get it right away? Yeah. When you get like five words or less on quotes.
Let me get that one right.
You're not being charged by the word, just in case you want to, for future reference.
All right, we got to finish strong.
It's 11 words.
That's three in, two left. Let's go.
Kind of thinking hanging out with Guy Fieri for a couple hours would be pretty funny. Context. Here for you. Said host was asked who they would go on a Valentine's Day date with.
And say it one more time.
Kind of thinking hanging out with Guy Fieri for a couple hours would be pretty funny.
Okay.
Cody's the resident eater. Lance Erline's a bit of a foodie here, too.
Lance is a foodie.
Now, like, are they going... Like, it also might be like, okay, who are you going to go out with on Valentine's Day to a married man? He's going to say... Yeah. But he's not going to say a woman.
He's going to say his wife.
Or Guy Fieri, whatever.
Mm.
I think it's Lance or Cody. I got the last one wrong, so this one's on you.
Lance or Cody, huh?
I think it's either Lance or Cody.
Can I have it one more time, please?
Okay, so the context is that they were asked, said host, who they would go on a Valentine's Day date with. Anyone in the world. And their response was, kind of thinking hanging out with Guy Fieri for a couple hours would be pretty funny.
That sounds like a hypothetical
Tuesday.
That's
a Wheelhouse.
It sounds like a hypothetical Tuesday on the Wheelhouse.
Okay.
And Valentine's Day was on Tuesday.
Yeah. So it's definitely, I'm with you on that. It's a Wheelhouse.
I don't think any of the other two. Like, I don't think BK answers the hypothetical Tuesdays. I don't know.
Okay.
Jake's probably going to pick, he likes that Margaret lady, Roby or whatever.
He likes the Black Bush and the Red Bush.
I don't know if that's who he's going out with on Valentine's Day, but maybe. I don't know. Jake's wearing a hoodie all of a sudden. Yeah. I know nothing about Jake. I think it's Cody.
All right. We'll go Cody. I think we're in the ballpark.
It's Cody.
Hanging out with Guy Fieri for a few hours would be pretty funny.
And you nailed the food part of it. And I actually relented on having to... I gave it to you. You got it right. We're 2 out of 4.
Okay, I don't like
let's
hints.
Win the weekend. This Shut up.
This is big. I think we would have gotten that without the hint.
Yeah.
Maybe not. Maybe not.
I'm going to give you a hint on this one, too. Because it's too short, I feel like, now. Now you're in my head. And I feel like I got to help you guys beat me.
We own him now.
This is garbage. All right. Your hint or clue is that this is in an argument with a caller. The quote is this. Why do you want us to play it? We're not your human Alexas.
That's the bench. I saw somebody tweet this, actually, but I don't remember who said it.
Oh, Gilbert. Well, they were, because Gilbert
on the call.
Gilbert was in a call with them and then started going, Alexis, turn it off.
Yeah, I saw somebody on Twitter. Somebody on Twitter actually posted it and said, like, greatest 5 minutes in radio history, which I agree with, but I don't remember the host who said this quote. So we got a 50-50 chance. It was either John.
Have we used either one? We haven't used either one of them yet. Well, we've called them, but they haven't been used.
No. John was the short quote.
Okay. Oh, okay. So then maybe that helps.
But Joe went... I mean, Joe doubled down last week with a couple of hosts.
Yeah.
So Joe, I don't think it eliminates...
Joe's butt hurt right now, too, so factor that in.
But he's not going to change it after the matter?
Yeah, he can't. Like,
I wish I could.
Yeah, I'm sure
you do. One more
time?
Can you say it one more time?
Why do you want us to play? We're not your human Alexas.
See, I could go with either one, but I can hear Granado going, why do you want us to play it?
I can also hear Lance say it, though. I think I honestly I think it's Lance playing the whole poker game. Granado's been used. Lance hasn't. The probability here says Lance like 60%.
Let's roll with the odds. We'll go with Lance.
Yeah, why do you want us to play it? We're not taking Lance's.
Look at that.
Joe's pissed. He was shaking his head already. He was pissed because before he had to play it, he knew we won. We won, and I could have a great weekend. Suck it, Joe George.
I think I got
Gilbert in here. His thoughts on the Super Bowl. Hey, Gilbert.
I think I got all three of those.
Have you heard that?
Hello.
Yeah,
hey, I want to hear. I would love to hear.
I'm well upset anyway. Very what, upset.
What happened? Why are you upset?
I bought a Alexa music machine, and it can't play my favorite song.
What's your favorite song?
What's it, 2 minutes? Alexa, turn it off. Alexa, turn it off. Hello, you there?
Multitasking while on live radio.
The best part is you can hear Alexa speaking
yes,
in the background.
Yes, you could. Yep.
It was not 5 minutes. It was 10 minutes. I listened to the whole thing. I had RJ save it in my folder. It's so funny.
It is.
They literally start trying to get Gilbert's Alexa to start going off, and then he starts asking questions to Alexa, and you can hear it in the background. He's on a – apparently he has a court – like a – a cord for a phone still. Like a
that's not
landline.
Shocking. So do we.
You guys have never
not
met
at your
Gilbert.
House.
You guys haven't met Gilbert yet, have you?
I have, yeah.
Oh, my God. First of all, it's not who you envisioned when you meet him. But, like, he literally thinks the whole world works for him. We were on remote, and he showed up on his bike. And we were way on the north side. And he proceeded to explain how he took a bus with his bike and got there, and we were at like Texas Grill Shops, and the owner of all of them is sitting in front of us, and he goes, anyways, you go get me a sandwich. I don't want mayonnaise. You go get me a sandwich and ketchup and fries. You make sure my bike is safe. You do this, you do that, and I'm going, oh my God, he's real.
You might get canceled.
Why?
I just think you're on the cusp of being canceled.
I'm imitating his voice and the way he gave orders. He had everybody running for him. The owner brought him everything he wanted food-wise, and someone took care of his bike.
He got done. He's a boss. What is his favorite song? Did he ever say?
They were fighting about the artist, too, weren't they?
No, I don't remember what it was.
I think they actually were fighting about who the actual artist was as opposed to the name of the band.
He just wanted his favorite song, like Brendan Dassey wanted to attend WrestleMania. I mean, that's what it was.
No idea what that is.
Astros, it happened right around your hometown, actually. Mm. What reference am I making? 713-780-3776. Astros opening day countdown. 29 shows until opening day. We know that Lance McCullers... it has soreness in his elbow. Is there a certain Astro pitcher that has the chance to rise to the opportunity this year? It's the Killer Bees on ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5.
Razor-sharp commentaries delivered with a purpose. You found the Killer Bees on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Jeremy Branham.
Who are we going to pick for our Frankie's Friday Fire? $50 to Frankie's Italian Kitchen.
Who wowed us with one we hadn't thought of on the text line, like after we had gotten a lot of names?
We had so many calls and so many texts.
We did have a lot.
We're almost the most interactive show in Houston. Almost.
Ooh, don't push that envelope.
Almost
now.
The most interactive show in Houston. We're like the second most interactive show in Houston. I lost track. I wrote down four names.
Okay.
Joe, did you catch any of their numbers to call them back? Because, yeah. I mean, it was fast. It was
furious. I was saying in the break, Joe made it here physically to finish the week, but mentally, I think he
this
took the day off.
You guys are garbage.
All right, so we got to go text. That way we have their number. Because all of the callers, we do not have their number. There was just too many. Like, Joe George needed a couple of production assistants for that. So we got to go to the text line.
Oh, boy.
Was there any fire on the... Lamont brought some pretty good fire that was not suitable for air.
Yeah, not suitable for air.
It wasn't suitable
for
air.
He had a couple good ones.
But there were some pretty good little zingers there that weren't suitable for air, but they were very funny. This is a tough one today.
Yeah, I mean...
we have 700 text messages from the start of the show till now.
We got to pick one. I mean, the phone lines are still open, Joe. Is there anybody that could save the day late? Probably not.
What if we give it to the person who got the reference that I just made on the text line? The reference I just made that all Brendan Dassey wants to do is go to WrestleMania.
No, I don't like that.
All right. I know you wouldn't because it's not you.
It's wrestling. No, it's not. It has nothing to do with me.
It's not even wrestling. It's from a documentary on Netflix, like one of the most famous Netflix documentaries ever existed.
Are you not a documentary guy, Joel?
I am. I love documentaries.
You didn't see Making a Murderer?
There you go.
I did not.
Mm.
Brendan just wanted to go to WrestleMania. That's all he wanted to do.
Okay.
Let's go Lamont.
We could go king of all Twitches so that he could actually use the gift card to pay off your lunch.
No kidding. He does owe me $50.
So what, we could do that. We could go to King, who gives it to you, and then you get what you have not been able to get from him.
That's a guy. I don't feel like I'm eligible to win this award.
All right.
Plus, we're going there, what, next week?
Yeah, you guys will be there Thursday.
Yeah.
And the wheelies.
We could give it to a Twitcher. Do you have a favorite Twitcher? Anybody stick out to you today? You always talk about how much you like Little E.
But he wasn't here for most of the show today, so I don't know that we can go that route.
Bear Brother on Twitch said that he got banned from the text line by the Will House. That sounds like something that is deserving of $50 to Frankie's Italian.
And Brother Bear is loyal as loyal gets. He's always tweeting us, and he's always
I don't know how he got
Twitch.
Banned. I wonder how he got banned. Well, how did you get banned?
Wait, by the king of all Twitch, Jake Asman, who wants to be a man of the people and the unblocker?
I don't even know if he's telling the truth, but Brother Brayer said that he got blocked by on the text line by the Wheelhouse. I don't know.
I don't know if that's true or not, but if it is, I'd really question it based on how judicious one member of the Wheelhouse has been towards the Twitch line.
Yeah. So, I mean, you make the call. You didn't like my idea, so stop asking me for advice.
By the way, King Twitch says that damn card was delivered to you.
I don't believe it. It has not been delivered to me. I have not seen it.
I don't know you have any reason to lie.
This is like, I am 2-for-1 all time in bets with Twitch. I was 2-0 and then I got beat. I got beat by Todd the Show. You know how quickly I paid Todd the Show? Like that.
Oh, Brother Bear said it's true. I was a bit overboard, so he's actually owning it.
I kind of like that.
If he got banned by the Wheelhouse, I like it more. I've met Brother Bear, too, and he's been a long time loyal. We'll give it to Brother Bear.
Yeah, plus you know what it means is that other people are going to try to annoy the Wheelhouse.
I like that even more. Yes.
Kitchen. So football. I like the ramifications of this. I like the domino effect that it might have.
I mean, you're setting a dangerous precedent.
Oh, it's a dangerous precedent that I'm here for.
But I don't hate it.
I don't
there you
hate
go.
It.
Congratulations, Bear.
Yeah. Can I give him your number, Joe?
Just call.
You can give him my email.
I'm just kidding.
Or just call Joe, 713-780-3776.
Right now. Yeah, right now.
Or send him a message.
No, send me an email, joe.george@galmedia.com. Send me a screenshot with your Twitter profile so I can verify. I mean, your Twitch profile so I can verify it's you.
There you go.
Well, there you go. You get all that? Because I didn't. I hope you did. What are you doing with your first non-football Sunday?
Oh, boy.
Actually, I mean, there was football. There was no football 2 Sundays ago.
Yeah, but this is like your first real one.
You count in flag football.
No, but the Super Bowl was still on the way.
NFL season's over. This is our first Sunday without the NFL. What are you doing with your first Sunday?
I'm going to continue to skunk my house and yard. I'm going to go see your Cougs on Sunday.
That's right.
Yeah, go see them play the Memphis Tigers. My daughter's second ever basketball game. Her first was the Cougar game last year.
Go Cougs.
She is very fired up, and she already knows how to go Cougs, and she is excited to go. And then between running kids everywhere for classes and music lessons and all these other things, I got plenty to do.
My Sundays are booked until June. College baseball season starts tonight. Go Cougs.
Tonight?
Yeah, so every Sunday I have is either doing college basketball or doing college baseball.
Are they ranked?
They're not ranked, but they will be by the end. Okay. They'll be ranked. So that's what I'll be doing until my Sundays. Joe George, what are you going to be doing with your Sundays? Eating a bunch of Italian food?
No, I'm going to go see the new Ant-Man movie.
Are you?
Yeah.
So that's one less for the listeners, huh?
My brother already bought the tickets.
Okay,
Johnny's saying if you want football, the XFL is opening up this weekend in Houston.
Houston's fact. And also Houston's team is on ESPN.
I don't like minor league football.
Okay,
don't like minor league football. It's just not. I'm not into it. I don't care how the Roughnecks perform. I don't care how the Gamblers perform. I just don't.
Roughnecks is going to ruffle some
that's
feathers.
Now that's not happening. Like if that was happening, I'd be interested in that.
If Johnny G was play-by-play, I'd listen to it on radio.
Absolutely. Tiger Woods looks like he's not going to make the cut, by the way.
Oh, really? He fell off?
3 over today. He's at 1 over for the tournament. Projected cuts at even, and I think the projected cut's probably going to get to 1 under because the course seems to be playing a little bit easy. Mm. So Tiger Woods, 2 and Q, not going to be here for the weekend.
That's a shame.
Yeah, so not going to be able to watch
I won't be watching golf this weekend.
Won't be watching golf this weekend. The Houston Astros had some news today with Lance McCullers.
Yep.
His elbow's got a boo-boo. He's sore. Who knows what that's going to mean? Forrest Whitley, though, was on the mound yesterday. Is there any faith that he has something left to give the Astros.
Well, I mean, he set the social media world ablaze when they filmed one of his getting ready for spring training sessions and started analyzing his pitches. I think someone had brought him up in our question about the health. If you could have the perfect bill of health for someone, it would be Forrest Whitley. I mean, look, it'd be, especially if you're dealing with issues with Lance McCullers, it'd be great if he suddenly looked like he could maybe come close to living up to what Astros fans thought he could be and at least help out here. But I have zero expectations for Forrest Whitley because we've seen too many injuries and not enough performance.
My stance with Forrest Whitley is this. I'm not going to allow him to fool me again. I don't have any hopes for Forrest Whitley. I'm not going to count on Forrest Whitley to contribute. But I'm not going to act like Forrest Whitley doesn't exist. Mm-hmm. Like, he still has an opportunity. He's on the 40, man. He's got a chance. I think he'll pitch in the big leagues this year. I'm just not expecting much. If he surprises me, that's great. All right, that's going to do it for us. Thanks to Joe George for being about halfway here today. He had one foot in.
Half?
He was here, but he was here the whole week. He was here the whole week for
the
first time.
He only used a quarter of quotes for the amount of words he used.
I know. But we beat him. We got the best of him. We got him 3 out of 5. For Blank,
champion.
I'm Branham. Have a great weekend, Houston. We'll talk to you on Monday. The Wheelhouse is next on ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5.
Blocking people.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards. Save.